hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Before we get to our top three stories and our Florida legislative update, I do want to address a text that WEAR was covering the story about Charter Schools USA. Hearing the story about Charter Schools USA, I feel like the phrase bureaucratic hoops is scammer talk for what anyone else would call accountability. So, yeah, I see what you're saying on that too. The thing with this Charter Schools USA thing is this is an opinion. I don't think they want to do it. I don't think they want to take over Warrington. When I was a general contractor, and sometimes we would show up at jobs for either remodeling or even, I remember there was this one case where the owner had plans to build this house, and it was so intricate and so many like custom things. Like he wanted certain materials flown in from Italy. You know, it was going to be a nightmare. And so sometimes you show up at jobs and you'd bid out a job just like, we don't want to do this. So since we don't want to do it, instead of turning it down, though, you just make all these like outrageous like concessions or you just bid it super high. Sure. You know, a job that normally would cost you maybe $15,000 to do this small little fix or something, you're like, you're charged $50,000 or $60,000 because you don't really want to do it. And that's kind of what it seems like with Charter Schools USA. I don't think they really want to take over Warrington. And so they're like, we don't really want to do it, but if you do this and this and this and this and this and this, then okay, we'll do it. Like, that's what it's appeared to me from, I mean, as it is, they put in their offer late, right? I mean, they didn't even bring their offer in on time. And then when they did, they had all these extra things in there. Some of them I do understand, though, like the maintenance of the building. They want the school district to handle the maintenance of the building. And, you know, so there's different things like that. But overall, I don't think they want to do it. It's just the school district at this point has kind of run out of options. It's either them or nobody. And so they're, and I think the Charter Schools USA knows that too. You're desperate. You're either going to have us do it, or you're going to basically have to shut the school down for a year or maybe longer. And so I think they, one, I don't think Charter Schools USA really wants to do it. Two, that's why I think they were like, at the beginning, they're like, well, we'll think about doing it, but you got to pay us $100,000 to think about it. What do you mean do $100,000 to think about it? Well, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do a little assessment and study. We'll have to do our internal study to see whether or not it makes sense for us to do it. And you need to go ahead and fund that study. It costs about $100,000. It's like, what? Like, to me, I don't think they want to do it, but they also know that the school district's desperate, and so they're trying to get what they can out of it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Another text here. I'm also wondering if the county commissioners want to put the responsibility on the superintendent. It might actually be their job to tell the superintendent when or when not to execute that sort of contract. I've thought about that as well, that I feel like the county commissioners may be putting a little bit too much on the superintendent on this one. They need to step up as county commissioners and maybe and make that decision whether or not to do so. All right, let's get traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get to your top three stories.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do have some typical afternoon traffic, of course, that's going to be leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns in the eastbound direction. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no slowdowns in either direction. We do have some typical afternoon traffic that's going to be in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road on 29. If you see something else on the roads causing some delays, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Top three stories here for you. President Zelensky from Ukraine and President Xi Jinping from China spoke for the first time since the war began with Russia. We know President Xi Jinping supports Russia in this effort. Be interesting to see what went down in that conversation. E. Jean Carroll has taken the witness stand at a civil rape trial quote, "I'm here because Donald Trump raped me," end quote. So we'll have to see how this civil trial will turn out. So far, pretty much any other allegations that gone against Trump have not panned out and definitely have not hurt him as far as political aspirations. And the Democrat National Convention has gone ahead and decided they will not have any debates for any of the Democrat primaries. So Biden has a couple of challengers. He has RFK Jr. and he has Marianne Williamson. And I think he has one more. And but DNC is basically saying, no, we're not going to have any debates. So you've got you even have people like Elon Musk blasting them, saying that you've basically coronated Biden. Yeah, but that's kind of what every party does. When Trump ran for re-election, pretty much coronated. When, you know, George H. Bush ran for re-election, coronated. Obama, coronated. You know, that's how it is when you're a sitting president. So I don't know why this is like a surprise to anybody. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get over to your Florida legislative update. There's a bill I've been kind of following, haven't really talked about it that much here on the air, though. There's a House bill that will eliminate automatic dues for some public sector unions. So there's been a bit of concern over the years with public sector unions that some people don't want to be part of the union, but they have to pay the dues anyway. And things like teachers, nurses, and some others that work in the public sector. This would not apply. Sorry, no, the House bill would basically say public sector unions, you can't have automatic dues. There's a Senate bill that's similar, but theirs does not apply to the police, firefighters, prison guards, or probation officers, but it would apply to the others. And we'll have to see. I mean, I do think this would be a one that would get a lot of pushback if it does get to the point where it's on the where Governor DeSantis would sign it. But like I said, the House bill is a little bit different than the Senate bill, so they'd have to come to terms on the differences on those. There's a bill we did mention before. The House passed a measure that the Senate already passed, so now it's ready for the governor to sign. This one would increase the financial disclosure requirements for city and county elected officials. It would have just more things that they would have to disclose in their financial disclosure statements. That is now passed the House. It is ready for the governor to sign. The House has approved, we mentioned this yesterday, speaking of Charter Schools USA and how they want the school district to handle the maintenance of the buildings. Well, there is a bill that the House just approved, and now we're waiting for the Senate to approve it, that would take some local taxes that go to the school districts, and it would divert them to go to charter schools specifically so they could maintain their own buildings. So one of the negotiations with Charter Schools USA and Warrington Middle School is that Charter Schools USA says, we'll take it over, but you have to maintain the building. The reason is because they don't have money to maintain the building. The money that's meant to go towards that all goes to the school district. And so this bill recognizes that kind of a situation and says, if there's a school district, some of the tax dollars that go to the school district need to go to the charter school. That has passed the House. The Senate needs to pass it, and then it will go to the governor to sign. And all right, we're running out of time. So there's a few other things. We'll just hit on those in the Florida legislative session tomorrow. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. I need love. Local, dependable, coming up here in about 4 minutes. We have your daily dad joke for you. So stick around for that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news Bobby, the House is approving Speaker McCarthy's bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling. The bill includes pairing a package of spending cuts with a $1.5 trillion increase. It also limits growth of federal spending to 1% annually and claws back billions of dollars of unspent COVID relief funds. Montana's first openly transgender lawmaker will be banned from the state's House floor for the rest of the legislative session. Republicans voting today to censure Democratic Representative Zoe Zephyr, who drew the ire of Republicans after she said lawmakers who voted to ban gender-affirming care for minors would have blood on your hands. Reports say Hunter Biden's legal team met with Justice Department prosecutors today. The meeting reportedly involved potential charges relating to tax filings from Hunter as well as an illegal firearm purchase. And Maybelline now getting backlash on social media for its partnership with transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney. Mulvaney posted a TikTok video celebrating 1 year of her identifying as a woman using the makeup in a promotional post. Of course, Anheuser-Busch faced similar backlash after an ad campaign a few weeks ago, Bobby.
Yeah, of course, that's been an ongoing issue right there. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by New South Window Solutions. Our roads are looking good on our major highways, I-10 and I-110. No major slowdowns to report. We do have some typical afternoon traffic. 98, of course, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slow-moving traffic in the eastbound direction, as well as some slow traffic on 29 northbound. This is going to be in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile Road. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by New South Window Solutions. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good point here. We were talking about this new legislative bill that the House passed. The Senate is expected to pass it, and then it'll go to the governor's desk. That would divert some tax dollars that would go, that instead of going to the school district, some of these tax dollars that go to the school district will be allotted for charter schools to maintain their own buildings. That, of course, is one of the big holdups right now with Charter Schools USA taking over Warrington. They want the school district to handle the maintenance of the building. I got a text here. Well, that bill going through the state legislature right now regarding school taxes going directly to charter schools may have a lot to do with the hesitation on the part of Escambia County to execute a contract. If some of the taxes are going to the charter schools directly, then on top of that, Escambia County is paying for the maintenance of the building out of local budget. You could say the charter school is double dipping. Yeah, I thought about that as well. Absolutely. Yeah, so I got the text continues. Maybe the language should read, if the bill does not pass the legislature or get signed by the governor, then the county would be responsible for covering the expenses. That's what I thought, too. They just need to have some sort of stipulation in there of, if this bill passes, then we're not going to cover the maintenance. If it doesn't pass, then we will. So, I see that as well. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next. Got a report from the Better Business Bureau to let you be aware of. And we have your daily dad joke. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
My wife traumatically ripped the blankets off of me last night, but I will recover. I just like that stuff. It's so funny. All right, new report from the Better Business Bureau coming out today about vacation scams. The agency says over 20,000 complaints related to timeshares and vacation clubs were filed just over a two-year period, 2020 to 2022. The amount of people lost on vacation scams between those 2 years, $3.5 million. Whoa. According to Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau in Northwest Florida, check and recheck to make sure that what you're hearing is actually truth. If something promised to you in a pitch and you don't see it in the contract, don't sign the contract. Oh, my goodness. Apparently, there's one here in Northwest Florida. A family spent all of their money trying to get here for a vacation. And when they got here, it was somebody else's vacation home. Oh, my goodness. So yeah, that's terrible of hearing about that kind of stuff. And Better Business Bureau, by the way, does have a scam tracker website. You just Google Better Business Bureau scam tracker, and you'll be able to see that. You can actually report your scam if you've been scammed, or if you think you've been scammed, and you can look up other, you know, all kinds of things that way. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I got the sports hit coming up, and then after that, I have a couple of immigration-related stories, and one of them dealing with Trump, and he says if he gets reelected, he's got an idea of what he would do pertaining to the massive amounts of immigration and smuggling and all this other stuff like that, so we'll talk about that in just a little bit as well. Hey, the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences is proud to present the Dixon Dub. Comes up this Friday at the Hilton in Pensacola Beach, and it's a situation where they got a lip syncing battle going on. And so, yeah, that's right, lip syncing battle to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. So it's going to be an evening of entertainment, music, laughter, and fun. So be sure to check that out. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. Let's get started with President Zelensky and President Xi Jinping from China have spoken for the first time since the Ukraine-Russia war broke out. E. Jean Carroll has taken the witness stand in a civil rape trial. She stated, quote, "I'm here because Donald Trump raped me." Oh, boy. We'll see. We'll have to see how this civil trial goes down. But thus far, pretty much any other kind of misconduct allegations against Trump hasn't really done any damage to his career at this point. They've all been either dismissed or something has settled or something like that. So, and finally, the Democrat National Convention has decided against any debates for the Democrat Party, to which they're being blasted by a lot of people for coronating Biden as the Democrat nominee. But I mean, not the. it's been that way for a long time. If there's an incumbent president and they are sitting president and they're running for re-election, they're pretty much coronated. That's kind of a normal thing. Hey, attention to homeowners. If you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will protect your equity and your family's future. That would be Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. She's the agent I trust, and I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she'll sell it anyway and won't charge you a penny. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. And I've said this before, too, about Christina. She's all about customer service. She wants to make sure she really does want to take care of you. It's part of the reason why she became a realtor in the first place, was she was trying to buy houses on her own. And as investments and things, she didn't feel like she had the customer service help that she wanted. So therefore, she became an agent so she can give that customer service to other people. So you got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Or you can also text Christina at that number. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. We do have some slow-moving traffic that's going to be northbound on 29 in between 9-mile and 10-mile road, as well as 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect some typical afternoon traffic. And we do have some patchy delays leaving Windhaven Beach heading westbound into Navarro on 98. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. NBA playoffs continues tonight. And you got four games tonight. Two of them on NBA TV, two on TNT. So begin on NBA TV at 6 o'clock. You got the Knicks against the Cleveland Cavs. The Knicks lead the series 3-1. So if they win, they'll advance. After that game on NBA TV, you got the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Miami Heat. Once again, Miami Heat lead that series 3-1. So if they win, they'll advance. Over on TNT in the meantime at 6:30, the Lakers will be playing the Memphis Grizzlies, where the Lakers could advance. And at 9 o'clock on TNT, it's the Golden State Warriors against the Sacramento Kings, where that series is tied at 2-2. Now, in Major League Baseball, well, actually NHL hockey playoffs, at 6 o'clock, the Florida Panthers are trying to stay alive against the Boston Bruins. If the Bruins win, they will advance. So this game is on at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Then at 8:30 on ESPN, Seattle Kraken will be playing Colorado Avalanche. That series is tied at 2-2. When it comes to Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Royals. Brewers beat the Tigers. Yankees beat the Twins. Guardians over the Rockies. The Blue Jays over the White Sox. Baltimore Orioles over the Red Sox. Reds beat the Rangers. And right now, the Dodgers and the Pirates is still scoreless at the bottom of the first. The Seattle Mariners and the Phillies just started, so it's obviously still scoreless. And at the top of the first inning, Houston Astros are playing the Tampa Bay Rays. And the Astros already have a man on first and third with only one out in the top of the first inning. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Miami Marlins later. Marlins are 12-12. The Braves are 16-8. Then in sports news, Aaron Rodgers says that he is not the savior of the Jets, but does believe that they could win a Super Bowl. No. He also said that this isn't a one and done in my mind. In other words, he's not sitting there for one season and then will retire. Panthers head coach Frank Reich says we haven't informed any player that they'll be the number one pick when the NBA or NFL draft starts tomorrow. The new Tennessee Titans stadium has gotten final approval. So it will be the most expensive stadium built to date. More than the LA one, more than the Atlanta one, more than the Jerry World. And it's going to be right there in Nashville. Then in Premier League soccer, don't hit a lot of stuff on this very often, but Manchester City has cruised past the Arsenal and moves closer to getting the Premier League title. In the NBA, Kawhi Leonard has a torn meniscus. Not sure if he'll start next season. We'll miss the start of next season. And for the first time in 20 years, weeknight NBA Finals games will begin before 9 p.m. Eastern. First time in 20 years that that's going to happen. According to quite a few reports, and one of which is Ashley Moody. She's been following the immigration down at the border for quite some time and blames the Biden administration's policies for a lot of the surge at the border. Well, according to a new report, the federal government is behind a massive operation to send illegal immigrants to the United States. Say what? Michael Yon, he's a former special forces operator, a Green Beret, and he's one of the world's most accomplished war correspondents. And he's in the Darien Gap in Panama. That's a hub for human trafficking and illegal immigration, apparently. This is where migrants are put on buses and basically driven from Panama all the way up to the southern border. And his report, what he finds, he says that the mass migration route to the United States is basically behind, the federal government is behind this massive operation. And he says many of the migrants passing through the Darien Gap are Chinese nationals. And he goes into deeper details with some of these buses are like really nice. They're there's a lot of expenses that goes into these, and he says it's being funded by both the United States government and the United Nations. The logistics operation is being funded. Now, I was trying to look at the report on, okay, where's the evidence that this is being funded by the federal government? And so one of the areas, I guess, is the funding that they send over to the American Red Cross, and that the American Red Cross apparently is doing a lot of different things, organizing they don't call it illegal immigration, obviously. They're calling it refugee migration. And the funding that the United States government is doing for the American Red Cross to help with the refugee migration is kind of, that's one of the areas where they're saying they're pointing out the funding, I guess you would say. Apparently some of the vehicles that, like some of these buses, are indeed United Nations buses. Like, that's what they have found. That is hard to believe, but this is a pretty well-renowned reporter, a former Special Forces individual who has, it says it's being managed by United Nations. That's kind of shocking, kind of surprising. Motive behind it, well, he has his own speculation, but I think it's just one to just be kind of maybe aware of. Now, in the meantime, President Trump has been recently addressing the border situation, and if he gets reelected, he has told Breitbart News that he supports a proposal from Representative Michael Waltz from here in Florida and Dan Crenshaw from Texas. This proposal would authorize the use of military force against Mexican drug cartels. And basically, it would target those criminal enterprises and those like them and dismantle them using military force. And because, you know, one of the concerns with the border is not necessarily all the illegals coming on. It's not necessarily the refugees coming over and seeking asylum. It's that the cartels are taking advantage of that backlog and that chaos in order to sneak drugs into the country, sneak weapons into the country, and sneak people into the country, whether it be through human trafficking or their own, you know, foot soldiers. And so Trump announcing if he gets reelected, he wants to follow that proposal where he'd use military force to go. Oh, boy. The thing about that I was thinking of though, is I think a lot of people would support that idea. A lot of people would support that idea. But you got to think that's not going to be a battle on American soil. You're going to go into Mexico. You're going to go into, you know, Nicaragua and maybe Colombia and a bunch of other places like that. And so will that be frowned upon by our foreign allies that we're coming in there and we're going to be doing stuff like that? So apparently we've done, you know, obviously we've done joint military operations in the past with governments like Colombia, like Colombia's government. But what he's wanting to do is basically ramp this sucker up to even more. I don't know. Be an interesting one. Something's got to get done. No doubt about it. Definitely not more than what Biden's been doing. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We've got a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus your top stories on foxnews.com. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down if you are heading into Pace from Pensacola. The Highway 90 bridge is looking good, and we still have some typical afternoon traffic leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, the House is approving Speaker McCarthy's bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling. It includes pairing a package of spending cuts with a $1.5 trillion increase, also limits growth of federal spending to 1% annually. The FBI says the U.S. saw more casualties from active shooter incidents last year than it did in the previous 4 years. New data released today counted 313 casualties in 50 active shooter incidents, including 100 deaths. And President Biden addressing concerns over his age as he runs for re-election in 2024. Biden said Americans will see the presidential race play out and judge his performance for themselves. And the Carolina Panthers, ahead of tomorrow's NFL draft, say they know for sure who they will be picking first overall tomorrow night. Panthers head coach Frank Reich says he and the general manager have a consensus, and we are excited.
There you go. Top story on FoxNews.com is the story you just brought up, which is that the House has passed the Speaker's debt ceiling bill by 2 votes. 4 Republicans voted against it, one of which is our very own Matt Gaetz. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Ken Buck of Colorado, and Matt Gaetz were the 4 no's of Republican votes. And the reason why they voted no is the same reason why they held up the Speaker's nomination in the first place, is they didn't feel like there was big enough cuts to the spending. There was not enough fiscal responsibility done in this bill, and that's why they voted no on it. The top story on FoxNews.com, real quick. A whistleblower tells Congress that government is delivering migrant children to human traffickers. This is just like what the story I was talking about just a minute ago, where this other investigator says the United States is behind a lot of the illegal migration. This whistleblower from the Health and Human Services gives a testimony that basically it's an organized recruiting effort in their home country, smuggled to the U.S. border, ends when the Office of Refugee Settlement delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of different criminal organizations. And it's organized, in her words, as a whistleblower from Health and Human Services, it's organized by members of the government, federal government. It's a very interesting report. I'm still just reading her whistleblower report right now. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Real quick, Bobby's brain teases. MRI studies suggest that 80% of all neural connections form by the age of 3. TGI Friday started as a bar in New York City in 1965. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
You're listening to...
New-